Pasukim Yerushit Beis Yud Zayin.
Okay, where are those? Number one. You said that?
Yeah, we're skipping on page two. Maybe we'll come back to
where. We're skipping number Hakdomah.
Yeah, because it's a lot of klalim, which we'll talk at, we'll speak at as we go through.
Okay? Zereyah, everyone
is. Zereyah. So what's Zereyah? You guys have to know this from the.
I was going to say sewing, and then I don't know what that means.
Okay, Zereyah means putting the seeds in the ground. It's fine. Melecha Zereyah, just before this. Melecha Zereyah here is Shoyin Shalom Tes Melachis. Now, the first set of Melachis, the first 11 Melachis, is called the Sidura de Pas, the Seda of making bread. How do you make bread? You need flour. Then you can mix it with water and bake it. But how do you get the flour? So, believe it or not, it all started back when you put the seeds in the ground. I went with the Rashiva a few times. We went with the island of Zion of Shabbos to Beit Meir. And there's a Chabad Shabbat over there. They show you all the Lam Tes Melachos in action. So maybe we'll go one morning to visit the place. So the first step is that we need to get the seeds in the ground. Now, what's interesting is you can't just drop the seeds on the ground and expect it to grow. So really, you need to plow. You need to make holes in the ground for the seeds to go in. And then you cover the seeds with dirt, and then the seed degenerates. It falls apart, rots. And enough from that rotten seed, it grows a tree. Really, there could be chayrish ketanes before Zereyah. They need to soften up the ground to get it in. But we're going to start with Zereyah. Zereyah is putting the seeds in the ground. Here we go. Now, one is a question, and you'll think about it. If let's say I take some seeds, I put it in the ground, and then it takes a few days for it to start to grow. Before anything starts to happen, I take the seeds out. But the Shabbos, I came and took the seeds out. Nothing happened. Was I Oivan Zereya or not? Right? Now, what is the Melecha Zereya? The putting the seeds in the ground. With the Tanai, that something comes out of it. Great Tanamash. Love the Shavart. Lake with a. Okay. So it's a machlaik. It's being machlaik between the Rishash and the question is, why is it a good question? Because let's say Bishol also. I cooked something halfway. Now, let's say half of Michael Mendelssohn. Right. Michael Mendelssohn is the third cook. I cooked a half of it. Is there an issa drabon? Maybe I didn't do anything. Malacha by Malachas. Is there an issa of chetzi shir by Malachas?
No, it's the whole.
It's nothing. It's like half of the thing. I didn't do any. I didn't do a half. I didn't know malacha.
That's
something else. She chazara. They had their chashes that they're maybe gonna raise the fire, right? I'm talking about mitam hilchus bishul, melachas bishul.
It is different.
What? But seeds is just the opposite. Maybe by bishul you could tell me I did half of the melacha. It's halfway there. But I didn't do anything. Or just put seeds in. So what? Or you could say no. The entire role of me, my role is putting seeds in the ground. But then again, my role is putting the pot on the fire. So maybe I should put the pot on the fire. And yet that we know. It's not true. The Gemara says that if you take the dough off before it bakes, you can save yourself from this. Okay. Let's see here. Melechas Zerei Yerushayin Shalom Tes Melechas. V'av Shecharisha Kodemus Leib Melechas Asada. Even the Charisha is the first in the Melechas Asada. First, I need to soften up the ground. Hamakim Munach HaMishnah Zerei Kodem. The Mishnah plays Zerei first. Pa'amim. Sometimes you need to plow after Zriah. So it's coming to teach us that not only the Charisha you do before the Zriah Yichayev, but even in Eretz Yisrael where the ground is puffed and rough, you need to do a Charisha after the Zriya. That's also included in the Isser of Charisha. Tomorrow we will continue.